Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Clark Kent and Batman feel secure that Robin has an alibi, only to realize that their young friend is not free to account for his past activity.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, this business of collecting comic buttons in that new series from Packages of Kellogg's Pep is one game where the girls have just as much chance to win out as the fellas. Of course, that makes for a race that's mighty exciting fun. And it's fun that'll last, too, for a long, long time. Because no sooner do you have a new button when Mom opens a new package of Pep than you're looking forward to getting another one. Or if you happen to get a duplicate, well, that's even more fun because then you can shop around among your friends and see who has a Pep comic button to swap with you. Yes, sir, you'll want the fun of collecting all 18 comic strip characters in this new series. Tess Trueheart and Chief Brandon and Superman and all the rest. So, gang, hop to it. Keep working on your collection. And remember that you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere, but you'll find your exclusive prize every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. That's Pep, the whole wheat flakes that taste so crisp and golden and delicious on a frosty morning that, well, you get a good start on a good day. Believe me, nobody wants to resist this gold and toasted breakfast cereal. It's super delicious. So remind Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
When Police Inspector Henderson called Clark Kent, he told the reporter that a sensational story was about to break and asked him to hurry over to police headquarters at once. There, Henderson announced that he now knew the identity of the mysterious thief whom the newspapers had nicknamed the Monkey Burglar. An amazing acrobat who scaled the outside walls of fashionable apartment buildings and robbed the wealthy occupants. After advising Kent to prepare for a shock, Henderson opened his office door and admitted the famous Batman and Robin, his young companion. Then the inspector stunned his visitors by pointing a stern finger at Robin and saying,
"Gentlemen, I have positive proof that Robin, Batman's companion, is the thief we know as the Monkey Burglar."
As we continue now, Kent, Batman, and Robin stand in speechless astonishment as Sergeant Healy, at Henderson's command, steps forward and snaps a handcuff on Robin's wrist. Then Batman finds his voice. Listen.
Wait a minute. Have you lost your mind, Inspector?
Certainly not, Batman. I know.
You must have. How can you say that Robin is the Monkey Bird? Why, of all the...
Take it easy, Batman. He's probably kidding.
No, I'm
kidding.
Not.
What? Some joke. Excuse me if I don't laugh.
I'm not joking, Robin.
You're what? Not.
Well, cut it out, Inspector. This has gone
I
far
I tell
enough.
You, I'm not joking. I know Robin is the mysterious monkey burglar, and I can prove it.
Nonsense.
Yeah? I only wish it were nonsense, Kent.
Well, now look, you
As
can't...
I told you before, finding this out about Robin was one of the greatest shocks of my life.
Look, Inspector, a joke's a joke.
But this one's gone far enough. Take those handcuffs off, Healy.
Go ahead. Take them off for a few minutes.
Yeah, please do. They bore me.
Now, wait outside, Healy, please.
Right.
All right. Now that you've had your little fun, Inspector, will you please tell me seriously why you got us all down here?
Yes, I haven't time for tomfoolery. There's plenty
will
of...
Will you fellas please get wise to the fact that I'm dead serious? Robin is the monkey burglar.
And somebody's a monkey's uncle.
Quiet, Robin.
I have definite proof that he's the young acrobat who's been making the whole police force look like...
Like monkey?
Well, go ahead and laugh. You can't laugh Robin out of this rat.
Now, wait, Inspector. Why do you accuse Robin?
Because he was seen by a couple of his victims. And they're on their way down here to identify him now.
Identify? Why, you're...
Who are they?
Well, one of them is Nelson Spaulding, the banker. He was in bed when Robin came in through the window of his 20th floor apartment.
20th floor apartment?
That's right, Kent. The boy apparently scaled the side wall, picking handholds in the stone and using his rope on the ledges to climb 20 stories.
pretty neat, huh? Bet you didn't think it was in me.
Oh, cut the comedy, Robin. Go on, Inspector.
Well, the moon was shining into the room, so Spaulding managed to get a good look at the prowler.
And he said it was Robin?
No. No, but he said the monkey burglar was a youngster about 5 feet tall, weighing about 110 pounds.
Hey, those are my measurements, but exactly.
What else?
He was wearing a skin-tight costume and tight red jacket.
Uh-oh.
And a bat-like hood and half mask. Well, that... Also, he carried a rope.
Well, that's an accurate description of Robin, all
certainly
right.
Certainly is, Batman.
Oh, yes. And Spaulding said the robber was armed.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I never carried a gun in my life.
Of course not. That makes it obvious that somebody was impersonating Robin, Inspector.
Sure it does.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Can you find me another youngster in Metropolis exactly Robin size, who is also an amazing acrobat and rope expert?
Well, it's possible.
Yeah? And you got to show me. Now, here's what Roger Hartley, another victim, told us.
Hartley, the steel magnet?
That's right. He says the young prowler locked him in a closet before he rifled the apartment. But Hartley's bed lamp was on, so he got a look at him first.
Well?
He gave us the same description Spaulding did.
Great Scott.
But it wasn't me.
Of course it wasn't, Robin. Look, Inspector, this is ridiculous. Now, you've known Robin a long time, and you know he's always been on the side of law and order.
I know he used to be, Kent.
Well, he's
But he's not anymore.
Oh.
And I've got the facts to prove it.
What facts? Just that two men say they saw the burglars.
Well, they're highly reputable men, and...
Well, that's all of the better. When you bring Robin face to face with them, I'll bet you a new suit of clothes they say that Robin isn't the monkey bird.
Okay, Batman. I'll take that bet. As soon as Spaulding and Hartley get... Oh, just a minute. Yeah? Oh, they are, huh? Yeah. Okay, we'll be right there. Mr. Spaulding and Mr. Hartley are here now. Come on, let's go to the lineup room.
Leaving his office, Inspector Henderson motions to Sergeant Haley to fall in beside Robin. Followed by Kent and Batman, he leads the way to a room built like a small theater. There, Robin is placed on a brightly lighted stage. And first, Nelson Spaulding, the distinguished banker, is ushered into the room.
Take a good look at this boy, Mr. Spaulding. Is he the one who burglarized your apartment?
Yes, he's the one, Inspector.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Mr. Spaulding. You may go now. Haley, bring Mr. Hartley in here. Carefully, Mr. Hartley. Is he the one who entered your apartment last night, locked you in a closet, and then rifled your place?
Yes. He's the one, Inspector.
Oh, no.
Easy, Batman.
Thank you, Mr. Hartley. You may go now. I'll get in touch with you later.
Very well, Inspector. Good night.
Well, Batman, are you satisfied now?
No, of course not. I still say this is absolutely ridiculous. It's open and shut that somebody's impersonating Robin to throw the police off the track.
I go along with you on that, Batman.
Yeah, well, I don't buy it at all. Didn't you both just hear Mr. Spaulding and Mr. Hartley identify Robin?
Yes, of course we did. But Mr. Spaulding saw the prowler by moonlight in the shadows of his room.
That's right.
And Mr. Hartley saw him only for a few seconds in the light of a small bed lamp. Both of them were startled, and if the youngster were dressed like Robin or were about Robin's size...
Oh, yes, and if he just scaled a 20-story building, a trick hardly any boy but Robin can do, for my money it was Robin. And any jury in the land will say so.
Well, that's just circumstantial evidence, Inspector.
Yeah, well, it's good enough for me.
Oh, wait, Inspector, wait.
What?
I'm going to knock your theory into a cocked hat right now.
Yeah? Well, go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Hartley was robbed last night. Mr. Spaulding was robbed the night before last, right?
Right. And three other millionaires were robbed on the three preceding nights.
Huh. Nothing cheap about us monkey burglars, is it?
Let's just stick to Spaulding and Hartley for the moment, Inspector. They were robbed the night before last. Now, it just happens that I can't provide an alibi for Robin because I've been out of town for the last couple of weeks.
So
I just got back this morning.
So did I.
But I'm sure that Robin can alibi himself.
Yeah? Well, Robin, where were you last night and the night before last at 11 o'clock? The time at which each of the robberies were pulled.
Oh, that's easy. I was,
Well?
Go on, tell him, Robin.
Oh, jeepers, I can't tell him, Batman.
You what?
I thought so.
Why can't you tell, Robin?
Well, I...
You've got to tell us.
I can't.
Look, Robin, you know there's a serious charge against you. Unless you're going to account for your movements last night and the night before, you'll be in trouble.
I know it, Mr. Kent, but I can't tell you where I was. I just can't.
Good grief.
I've heard enough.
Robin,
I'm satisfied. He's the monkey burglar, all right. Hook him and lock him up, Healy.
Stricken, Batman and Clark Kent can only stand helplessly by as Robin, his face pale, is led away by Sergeant Healy. Why did Robin refuse to account for his whereabouts on the nights of the robberies? Can he be the monkey burglar? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
You know, gang, it's a load of fun to read stories about buried treasure. And did you ever stop to think that there's a treasure buried in every package of Kellogg's Pep? Yes, sir. A treasure of doggone good eating. Plus, an exciting prize. A bright-colored comic button to add to your collection of the new series. Maybe it'll be a new comic strip character that you don't have yet, like Pat Patton or Cindy or Superman himself. And if it should be a duplicate, why, that's even more fun, because then you can swap with your pals and still have a different button to wear pinned on your jacket or your dress or your cap. And believe me, every single one of those 18 new Pep comic buttons is a real humdinger. So how's about reminding Mom right now to get you some more Kellogg's Pep? That's the only way you can get these comic buttons, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in a single penny, not even a box top. They come only as exclusive prizes in your packages of that Sunshine cereal Kellogg's Pep. Pep's in a class by itself when it comes to good breakfast eating, too. Crisp and golden toasted whole wheat flakes, loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. As for good sound nutrition these wintry days, Mom knows how good for you Pep is. So ask her to get lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Formally charged with being the daring monkey burglar, Robin has been fingerprinted and locked in a cell in the juvenile quarters of the city jail. Now, an hour later, Batman and Clark Kent are permitted to visit him. And we joined them in his cell.
I understand it, Robin. Why wouldn't you tell Inspector Henderson what you did last night and the night before?
You ought to know that, Batman.
I ought to know.
What do you mean, Robin?
I can't tell you, Mr. Kent. I forgot I can tell you, because you know who I am.
I know. Oh, you mean that you're Dick Grayson.
Sure.
Oh, I think I get it now.
You see, I went to the movies with Jim Olsen last night, and then stayed at his house overnight.
Uh-huh.
And the night before, I was at Charlie Singh's house. His father is the chemist at the health department, you know. He was helping us with our chemistry lessons.
Oh, so that's it.
Sure. Neither Jimmy nor Charlie Singh know I'm Robin. They only know me as Dick Grayson. So they can't provide an alibi for me. Unless I reveal to them and to the whole world that Dick Grayson and Robin are one and the same.
Uh-oh.
And of course I can't do that.
Oh, no, you can't. But we can't let you go to jail either for crimes you didn't commit. What do you suggest we do, Clark?
You got me, Batman. This is one of the toughest problems I've ever faced.
Blankly, Batman and Clark Kent, who is really Superman, look at each other. Unable to see a way out of this strange web of incriminating circumstantial evidence, they admit that Robin's identity cannot be revealed. But without revealing his identity, how can he be saved from a long prison term? Well, you can be sure that Superman and Batman are not going to stand by idly for long. And tomorrow they hit on a daring plan. So be sure to find out what it is and if it succeeds. So be with us again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, there's almost no end to the fun you can have with Kellogg's variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals, like Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies and Pep. You can take your choice every morning. Pick out your own private box of cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic. And Sister will get a kick out of the cutout dolls on the bottom of the tray. Cut them out and dress them up and play all sorts of games with them. So tell Mom to be sure to get Kellogg's. Kellogg's variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.